You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
It's not a dress, it's a kilt! Sicko!
This is it. No turning back. Another Christmas in the trenches.
Do you hear it? It's a funny, squeaky sound.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Shh. Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and we are under a week to Christmas, and the content is flowing faster than eggnog this time of year. As always, I'll get you up to date about new episodes. Meanwhile, go to kringleradio.com where you can hear the 50-hour marathon that is Tracking Santa. It starts on the 23rd and goes until Santa returns at the North Pole. Music is hosted by members of the forums at mymerrychristmas.com, and they play great music with the live updates built into their hours. Also, go to christmaspodcast.com to find the links to all of the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. All right, now let's get on with the episode.
Peace on earth! Give me presents!
Here are the new episodes that drop the week of December 12th through the 18th. Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on the 12th titled The Christmas Raccoons. In this environmentally aware edition of the official holiday podcast for people who make hockey sweaters for vermin, Mike, joined by Michael DiGiovanni and Christian Nielsen, are responsibly deforesting their way back to 1980 to dig up the Christmas raccoons, the first appearance of early Disney Channel imports, the raccoons, and the greedy Cyril Sneer. Check out show notes at christmaspodcast.com for the socials for Michael and Christian, topics and tangents from the show, and links to previous episodes mentioned and commercial used. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 12th titled The Redemption of Scrooge with author Gina D'Alfonso. It's part one of a two-part episode focused on A Christmas Carol. In this episode, Art sits down with author Gina D'Alfonso and talks about the theme of redemption in A Christmas Carol. She had a new book published this year called The Gospel in Dickens, and if you're interested in the theology of Charles Dickens, you should check it out. So come on in. Sit down by the Christmas fire as they discuss some of the theology found in A Christmas Carol. North Pole Podcast, an episode on the 12th titled Stuff You Don't Know About Santa. Stuff You Don't Know About Santa is the topic of conversation in this special episode of the North Pole Podcast. By request from several teachers and many parents, they were asked to do a podcast episode about the more unknown things about Santa Claus. So with many missing school or under quarantine due to coronavirus, people are spending more time than ever trying to learn new things about Santa, what he does and how he does it. This episode is a real surprise. Joining elves Frank Murr and Crash Murphy of North Pole Radio News is elf Dr. Grant Smedley, professor of Santa history at Southern North Pole University. Dr. Smedley is not only a Santa historian, he is also Santa's official biographer. It was thought that Dr. Smedley would be the one who shares a lot of new information in this episode, but instead he turns the tables on Frank and Crash, and we end up hearing two fantastic stories of the modern-day Santa that nobody has ever heard. From these stories, we learn a great deal about Santa that we didn't already know. Snow and Southtown Podcast, an episode on 13th titled Christmas America. Rusty and Mike talk about the Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas soundtrack from 1977 and Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special from 1988. Merry Britsmas Podcast, an episode on the 13th titled Have Yourself a Royal Little Christmas. In the first December episode, Adam looks at some interesting British covers of the classic Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, looks at some 2020 seasonal ads with some fellow festive podcasters, including Todd from Christmas Clatter, Glenn from Seasons Eatings, Chris and Chris from Christmas Time in the City, Jack from Total Christmas Podcast, John and Ben from Santa by the Minute, and Art from A Cozy Christmas. and he explores the 2000 Christmas episode of The Royal Family. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on the 13th titled In the Air, There's a Feeling of Christmas. As we inch closer and closer to the big day, Chris and Chris are back to fill you in on their weekend. They talk about the first snowfall of the season in New York City and how they reluctantly almost ended up owning an espresso coffee maker. In the news, Chris talks about a virtual dance class, Pierce Morgan, and a special one-of-a-kind, one-time-only Airbnb experience. In listener mail, the Chrises talk about their plans for the winter and what's in store for the podcast in 2021. Chris reads a listener review, and Chris reads another poem about Christmas in New York City. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 13th, titled Why You Should Be Trying Every Weird Christmas Food on the Market This Year and How It Could Change Christmas Dinner. This episode starts the 12 Days of Christmas podcast for Liam and Ness, and they are doing a podcast every day from now until Christmas. They review the latest Netflix Christmas movie, Holiday, and tell us why they think it's an instant classic. Then they take a look at the weirdest Christmas food to offer this year and why you should try it all. Plus, what is the greatest Christmas song of all time? They find that out. And Liam and Ness wrap up the show by singing their version of Deck the Halls. Also, make sure you check out their Christmas Potting podcast playlist on Spotify. It's Liam and Ness's favorite Christmas tunes. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on the 14th, titled A Christmas Carol with Gerald Dickens. It's the second part of the Christmas Carol episodes, and Art is going back to the theater. Well, sort of. Charles Dickens died in 1870, but his legacy continues on strongly to this day. He is often synonymous with Christmas, and for good reason. 150 years after his death, Charles's great-great-grandson Gerald Dickens keeps the family legacy going by performing in one-man theatrical performances of A Christmas Carol and other works of Dickens. Gerald stops by to chat with Art about the story, Charles Dickens, Christmas, and the film version of his one-man play that he just recorded this year. Gerald also blogs about his travels as he does various theatrical performances. Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com for the links to the film and Gerald's website. Tis the Podcast, an episode on the 14th titled I Don't Have Any Secrets, But I Am an Ally. In this episode, Julia, Tom, and Anthony cover Hulu's brand new 2020 holiday original movie, Happiest Season. Join them as they take a deep dive into this beautiful, hilarious, heartwarming, and heart-wrenching love story focusing on a lesbian couple going home to spend the holidays with one of their conservative families. Listen as they celebrate the long-overdue representation this movie provides for the LGBTQ+ community, something that should absolutely be normalized and happen far more often, both in and out of holiday movies. In addition to discussing the amazing cast that makes up this wonderfully dysfunctional family, they talk about their favorite scenes and quotes and defend Kristen Stewart as an actress while talking about a film they all really enjoyed, which more than earns its place on their Christmas canon list. This is a jam-packed episode that covers a lot of ground outside of their movie of the week as well, including Julia and her family landing themselves into quarantine just before Christmas, Warner Brothers' announcement that they will be releasing their entire slate of 2021 films simultaneously on HBO Max and in theaters, and what it means for the future of the film industry, all of the recent casting confirmations and rumors about Marvel's Spider-Man 3 and what it says about the possible plot and the MCU overall, whether Julia and Anthony were Team Edward or Team Jacob fans during the heyday of the Twilight Saga, Keanu Reeves and Schitt's Creek, Gary Blauman's Matt Urich's question of the week, what is a non-Christmas song that you now associate with Christmas? Anthony's question of the week posed to discuss in their next regular episode, what classic movies do you think are most poised to have a remake happen in our lifetimes? And much, much more. So settle in beside your Christmas tree with your favorite holiday beverage, sit back and enjoy this fun episode, which is one of Anthony's personal favorites of the show so far. Enjoy, everyone. Jingle Jank Podcast, an episode on the 14th titled Funny Christmas Songs. Scott and Jay provided a much-needed stress reliever for the busy holiday season by exploring funny Christmas songs. Artists include Dropkick Murphys, Teresa Brewer, the Snake Oil Willie Band, Paul Evans, the Moron Brothers, Ruth Moore, and Oscar the Grouch. Advent Calendar House Podcast, an episode on the 14th titled The Jack Benny Program, Jack Goes Christmas Shopping. on this beautifully wrapped, unwrapped, and rewrapped episode of the official podcast for 40-year-olds whose parents associate cigarette commercials with Christmas, Mike and guest Guy Hutchinson, second, third, and fourth guests themselves way back to 1960 to go Christmas shopping with the Jack Benny program, the last televised version of a longtime radio favorite. Check the show notes at christmaspodcasts.com for links to Guy's socials, topics and tangents from the show, and links to previous episodes mentioned and commercial used. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on the 14th titled Godmothered, featuring Julia Colburn, More Than a Magical Makeover. Scarlett and Holly are joined by the elf herself, Julia from Tis the Podcast. They were so excited to have her on to talk about all the girl things. Just like Mac in this movie, they don't need no man. They discuss how this isn't enchanted and are confused about the dog and what his story was. Godmothered is a cute movie yet still has plot holes. Disclaimer, this episode has spoilers and swears. Yuletide TV podcast, an episode on the 14th titled Ally McBeal, Tis the Season. Blind Pick Week kicks off with Tis the Season from the fourth season of Ally McBeal, available on Hulu. Will this episode from a show the boys have little familiarity with be able to charm them enough to be called a Christmas classic, or will it be too dated to be anything more than a lump of coal? Non-Christmas topics include Macy Gray, Robert Downey Jr., dated 90s language, surprising cast members, secret children, Brian's new nickname, heights, karaoke, Christmas movie spoilers, and the return of the Polar Express. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 14th titled Dud Gift Etiquette. Do you speak up when you don't like a gift? What do you do with that dead Christmas tree at the end of the season? Liam and Ness have a genius plan that you must try this year. Dud Gift Etiquette. Do you speak up when you receive a gift you just don't like? Plus, what else can you give the kids this year when the budget is looking tight? They have some great cheap ideas. And Liam and Ness wrap up the show with a rocking version of Jingle Bell Rock. It's Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. And check out Liam and Ness's Christmas Potting podcast playlist on Spotify. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled Home Alone with Danny Davila. Jerry is once again joined by his brother Danny to talk about one of the best Christmas movies ever. Yep, it's Home Alone. What? You didn't know Marley wasn't in the original script? Or that John Candy's lines were improvised? Well, he's sure you knew that it was the best Christmas musical score ever, composed by the great John Williams. And who doesn't love Looney Tunes-style comedy? This one has it all, especially quotes. They can't help themselves. Dig it. TGI Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled Step by Step Christmas Story, featuring Anthony Caruso of Tis the Podcast. It's another episode of the TGI Podcast. In this episode, Matt welcomes Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast to discuss Christmas Story from the third season of Step by Step. They discuss how the show itself is greatly overlooked, how they both had devised Christmas morning plans with their sisters growing up, and of course determine whether or not this episode is a Christmas classic. Weird Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled The Ghost Story of Christmas 2020, Between the Light by E.F. Benson. This year's ghost story is Between the Lights from 1912 by E.F. Benson. It's not technically a Victorian ghost story, and it's more weird than ghostly, but it's one of Craig's favorites. Listen along with 12 readers, including me myself, who used to be just like you, mere mortals only listening to a podcast rather than being on one. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled Merry Melee 2. Wonder which Harry Potter character deserves their own solo Christmas movie? Or which Christmas movie has the best score soundtrack? Todd is joined by Anthony, Tom, and Julia of Tis the Podcast, Jerry D. of Totally Rad Christmas, Christmas Clatter blogger Michael Kristelman, and April Riley to debate these questions and more. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled Uber Ugly Christmas Sweaters. Ugly Christmas sweaters are so cool. Christmas sweater parties are becoming more popular each year. This year, people are showing them off online. In this episode, Ricky and Mary hear from one Canadian man who is the ultimate sweater fan and collector. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 15th titled Why Boxing Day Has Been Voted Better Than Christmas Day. Are novelty gifts all they're cracked up to be? Liam and Ness ask, is it fun or lame? What is a Christmas Eve box and why everyone should be preparing to make one this year? And they'll tell you why Boxing Day has been voted better than Christmas Day itself. Plus, Liam and Ness wrap up the show with a great rendition of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. It's Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting, and don't forget to check out Liam and Ness's Christmas Potting podcast playlist on Spotify. The Advent Calendar House podcast, an episode on the 16th titled The Little Drummer Boy. On this episode of the official holiday podcast for people who hate all humans, which in 2020 is most of us, Mike is joined by Brandon Medley and Michael May to dance to the beat of their own drums back to 1968 and back into the Rankin Bass universe of the story of The Little Drummer Boy. Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com for the socials for Brandon and Michael, topics and tangents from the show, and links to previous episodes mentioned and the commercial used. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on the 16th titled Mistletoe and Menorahs featuring Jill Friedman, Slap My Degrassi, This Movie is Pitch Perfect. Scarlett and Holly are joined by their friend and Hanukkah expert Jill Friedman. They learn a lot about Judaism and how Jews celebrate and don't celebrate Hanukkah. They, especially Holly, have a lot of fun seeing this interfaith relationship unfold. This is also just an all-around great movie, according to Holly, starring that one guy from Degrassi and that one girl from Pitch Perfect. They hope you all enjoy this episode about their, well, okay, just Holly's new favorite holiday movie. Check the show notes at christmaspodcast.com for Jill's socials. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Santa by the Minute podcast, an episode on the 16th titled Minute 38, It's the Cookies. Anya suggests it is Santa's cookie addiction that is to blame for his ample tummy. So Santa goes on a diet. Plus, the novel reveals a payoff to the scene that isn't seen in the final film. Then John and Ben talk about the elf-made logo that the elves stamp on their hand-crafted toys and, of course, was seen on all officially licensed Santa Claus the Movie merchandise at the time. Join them as they discuss Minute 38 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Yuletide TV podcast, an episode on the 16th titled BoJack Horseman Christmas Special, Sabrina's Christmas Wish. John bends the rules a bit to talk about his Blind Pick Week selection, the BoJack Horseman Christmas Special, Sabrina's Christmas Wish, available on Netflix, which is part Christmas special, part episode within an episode. Can the boys stop repeating jokes from this show long enough to make a decision on whether or not it's a Christmas classic? Listen to find out. Non-Christmas topics include saying words wrong, trying to remember Brian's growing list of nicknames, John doing a bit, theme songs, catchphrases, Gary Busey, Aaron Paul, and bronies. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 16th titled Every Reason You Need to Not Work This Christmas Day. In this episode, Liam and Ness discuss how social media may just save Christmas this year and ways you can partake and make a meaningful difference. Plus, every reason you've ever needed to not work this Christmas day and why no amount of overtime pay is worth it, and Christmas horror stories, why Christmas Day is a magnet for trouble. They have the worst stories ever. And Liam and Ness sing a new version of Last Christmas to wrap up the show. And don't forget to check out their playlist on Spotify. Snow in Southtown podcast, an episode on the 17th titled Dingy Claws Ruined My Swatch. Rusty and Mike discuss Jim Reeves' 12 Songs of Christmas from 1963 and Mickey's Christmas Carol from 1983. Also, it's their final episode of 2020, and Rusty's daughter Nora makes her debut to talk about polka music. They discuss Christmas stockings and read mean tweets about someone named Michael Bubble. Finally, things get a little spooky as they explore the legends of Frosty the Slaw Man and Dingy Claws. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on the 17th titled Garbage Pail Kids with Mike Westfall. Mike Westfall from Advent Calendar House and Jerry talk all about Garbage Pail Kids. From parody to movie to show? That's right, Patty Putty, Split Kit, Clog Duane, and more try to stop Santa imposter Chris Mess and his minions. Yes, Jerry even admits to drawing his own Garbage Pail Kids superhero team, So check it out as Totally Rad Jerry and Fall West Mike do their best worst impression in Gag Me With a Spoon. Dig it. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 17th titled, Have Yourself a Totally Rad Christmas with Jerry Davila. Have Yourself a Totally Rad Christmas, dudes. This episode's guest is the Jerry Davila from A Totally Rad Christmas. And as you can tell right from the beginning, this episode is far out and gnarly and all those other 1980 terms Art can't remember. It begins with his very worst impression of one of his very favorite podcasters and derails it from there. As you'll hear in the interview, Art left all the bloopers in. Jerry and Art get together and laughed a lot, told stories, talked about movies, about the 80s, had some moments of loud laughter, and deep thoughts about their families and a little bit about faith, too. Come sit with them by the cozy Christmas fire and enjoy this episode. Art shares a story a listener sent him about a special memory she has of her grandpa. Then he reads The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry and reflects on the story for a few moments. There's a lot of fun you won't want to miss. Later, dudes. Tinsel Toons Podcast had an episode on the 17th titled Frosty the Snowman. In this episode, Dwayne looks at the song Frosty the Snowman, and you'll hear about a new Christmas podcast called Behind the Bells, and hear how Christmas was used to save his Christmas. It'll make sense to you once you listen. Check the show notes at ChristmasPodcast.com for the links to things Dwayne talks about in the show. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 17th titled, We Uncover the Greatest Christmas Gift of All Times as Voted by the Mums of the World. What is the greatest Christmas gift of all times? The mums of the world have spoken. Do you decorate your bedroom? What rooms get missed every Christmas, and is that a good thing? Plus the top three foods that must be on your Christmas table this year. And Liam and Ness wrap up the show by singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And don't forget to check out their personalized playlist on Spotify. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 18th titled It's a Wonderful Life with Kara Zelaya. Jerry takes a trip to non-copyrighted during the 80s Bedford Falls with Kara Zelaya from 12 Days Pod. They get into George's big dreams and unrealistic alternate universes with spinster Donna Reeds. Angelology? Meh. Saccharine poignancy? Definitely. Either way, they do their best Jimmy Stewart's in Gag Me With a Spoon, so check it out. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 18th titled, Those Candies Aren't for Tommy's Birthday, They're for Hanukkah. Happy last day of Hanukkah. In this very special episode, Julia, Tom, and Anthony are joined by longtime listener and frequent guest April Riley to cover the classic children's Hanukkah special, A Rugrats Hanukkah. Along with Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Lil, and Angelica, the elves learn a lot about this Jewish holiday, not only from Grandpa Boris and Grandpa Shlomo, but also from April herself, who discusses many of her family's personal traditions and just how historically accurate this cartoon episode is. As always, when April guest hosts the pod, this is one fun, informative episode you do not want to miss. So light the menorah, bundle up with a blanket near the fire with a cup of hot chocolate, enjoy this episode, and get excited that we are very close to Christmas. 12 Days Podcast, an episode on the 18th titled Santa Claus? More Like Parenting Flaws. In the 12th episode of 12 Days Pod, Dan and Kara discuss the mystical powers of elves, shocking alternate castings, and Kara's skepticism over the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. Advent Calendar House had an episode on the 18th titled Doug's Christmas Story. In this episode of the official holiday podcast for people who organize meetings with three different versions of themselves, all of whom are action heroes, Mike, joined by Greg Stevens, is skating on thin ice back to 1993 for a very educational trip to Bluffington to rewatch Doug's Christmas Story. Admittedly not a very festive episode late in the first official Nicktoons run on Nickelodeon. At one point, Mike forgot this was a Christmas episode as he was watching it for his podcast. Can't Wait for Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 18th titled O Christmas Tree. On this episode, Tim teaches us about the song O Christmas Tree. He'll also count down the top five Hallmark movies that don't fit the formula, have a virtual hashtag Christmas dance party, and correct a Muppet error from episode 73. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on the 18th titled Tin Horse Monty. Gabe Montgomery of the Tin Horse Monte YouTube channel joins Todd to discuss the importance of recycling your real Christmas tree, gift ideas for the fishermen in your life, and Gabe's grandma's Belschnickel-ish tradition. Plus, Todd introduces a new segment for Christmas Clatter. Yuletide TV Podcast had an episode on the 18th titled Baywatch, Silent Night, Baywatch Night, Parts 1 and 2. Slather on the sunscreen, throw on your shades, and do your best slow-motion jog as you listen to Chris, Brian, and John close out Blind Pick Week with the two-part Silent Night, Baywatch Night from the fifth season of syndicated TV classic Baywatch, available on Hulu. Chris leads the boys on a discussion that involves grifting, flirting with priests, and possibly Santa's actual elves. Will that be enough to rescue it from being deemed a lump of coal? Listen in to find out. Non-Christmas topics include the show's banging theme song, David Hasselhoff's commanding presence, how boats work, lifeguard salaries, Sadie Hawkins dances, and wrestling crossovers. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on the 18th titled, What Are the Best Secret Santa Gifts of All Time? What are the best secret Santa gifts of all time? Liam and Ness have the ultimate Christmas tip that could really help with your family's Christmas in the future. And why eating chocolate for breakfast on Christmas Day is the best way to ensure a brilliant Christmas Day. Plus, Liam and Ness sing a rousing rendition of Jingle Bells. And don't forget to enjoy their choice of Christmas classics with their very own Christmas Potting Podcast playlist on Spotify.
I want an official Red Ryder Cub on action 2-inch air wings while air rifle.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast that you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Connery, and let me know. I also love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of the podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all of the episodes you'd like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispring Pines sipping on some eggnog and listening to Christmas podcasts. And have a very Merry Christmas, everybody. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including SantaUpdate.com. Visit SantaUpdate.com and get up-to-the-minute updates from the North Pole. They even have audio updates from the North Pole newsroom. Track Santa on Christmas Eve at the only place that gets its information directly from the North Pole at SantaUpdate.com.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.